The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Nate Newton, Kurt Daniels, Jesse Holly, and Shannon Gross.
Welcome to the show. It's Victory Friday. Only one of these we'll have all year, Victory Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't have a show.
We didn't have a show last Friday. You're looking live at Tostitos Championship Plaza outside Ford Center at the Star in Frisco, where they are preparing for the Christmas extravaganza tonight. And it is, I don't even know what the weather is. It is blank.
Mine did not come up.
So I guess.
Here we go.
57 degrees, the high is 60, the low is 45. And
outside, Nate is putting on an exposition for the tour. This is Kurt. He is Shannon in the back as our boy, working late last night like me, Chris Beam.
Putting in work.
I got a haircut. I got a little shape up yesterday, so I'm feeling real zaddiest today.
Just wait till the back pads start
so
today.
Did I.
You got one too?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Wait for the back pad.
Okay. I'm not even back patting today, but I am Zaddy Holly. Together we make Hanging with the Boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak.
And each and every day we are brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. And if you're coming out to the Christmas extravaganza tonight,
parking
presented by Reliant, parking is free.
I don't know if it's parking is free or not.
I can vouch for that. Reddy James and family will be out here lighting the tree tonight. And then tomorrow night, friend of the show, Tyrone Crawford and family will be lighting the tree.
He likes America better than Canada.
He does because he stayed.
I know.
He stayed. Married him an American girl. Got, what, three or four daughters now? He's got a full house. And then Friday, December 8th, Morris Claiborne and family. Saturday, December 9th, newly inducted Ring of Honor member DeMarcus Ware, or Hall of Fame member, sorry. And then Friday, the 15th.
Ring of Honor too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all of the above.
Gene and Jerry. And Saturday, Tony Dorsett, Saturday, December 16th. So come on out and check that out. I hear it's really wonderful. The one time I tried to come last week, they canceled it on me because of rain. Saturday. Yeah. So we're without Nate for the first part of the show, it looks like. He has halted the tour right outside the podcast studio.
Didn't have a lot of motivation in that chair going in.
No, he got grumpy, Nate. I think he's still a little bit under the weather. He said, started the show a little bit late, and he basically said, we can start it as late as we want. I don't even care.
Nate's checked out this week.
He has.
He's checked out.
He's out. He's been out the whole week. So we won.
Yes.
A little bit closer than what everybody thought. By the way, congratulations to Chris Beam. He had the final score of 38-20, which was the closest one on our show.
Pat yourself on the back, Chris.
I'm going to pat myself on the back because I said the Cowboys would score 41, and they did. I just said the Seahawks would score 13, and they scored a few more.
Like the other way around.
So, got a lot to talk about, but how does your barometer after that game, is it your confidence meter? Is it up after that game? Is it down after that game? Or is it about level with what it was before you went into that game? Kurt, go first.
I think it's up. They need, like McCarthy said after the game, they needed after blowing away three of the worst teams in the league, they needed some stiff competition. They needed somebody to kind of take it to them a little bit. And so I got to admit, I was a little worried there for a while. But yeah, it was nice win in the end. It was shaky a lot of the game, but in the end they got it done. So it's good. It was a good tune-up, hopefully, for this game coming up.
So your confidence went up a little bit after that.
Yes.
You feel better about the team. What about you, Jess?
Yeah, I'm like the Cowboys in the locker room, man. I'm football horny. Mm. I'm football horny, man. And that game, it just – talk about a stiff one, man. I here's the thing about – like. The victory was great, but what I enjoyed more than the victory, I can say in addition to the victory, like I am a fan of football, right? Like I'm not a fan of the Cowboys. I am a fan of football, of the game, of the essence of the game. And like last night, you saw that. Like you saw football being played. You saw dudes making plays. You saw things happening. You just is like, you know, like as much as we like to sit at halftime and be like, oh, game's over. You know, yeah. Oh, they're up 25, 30 yeah. points. Oh, you know, what's in the fridge? What's it? When you get a chance to sit there and watch, and now you're glued to every play, and it's like punch after punch after punch, and then they punch, and then you punch, and then they punch, and you punch, and you just see the level of skills being just, you know, volleyed back and forth. Like, to me, that is... thank you all. I got everybody to pat me on the back. I appreciate you so all. Nate thank just, you so much.
Nate made the tour back up, and he knocked on the window, and there's, what, probably 30 people out there.
He does take tips.
He said 1, 2, 3, and everybody patted himself on the back for Jesse.
I feel good now. My week's complete now. Yeah. But to finish the statement, man, I enjoyed watching football.
Yeah.
Like, that was fun to me. And you got to see Dak Prescott wheeling and dealing. You saw Geno Smith wheeling and dealing. You saw DK Metcalf and CeeDee Lamb. And you saw Ferg being a dog. You saw Dak being a dog. You saw Brandon Cook. I mean, you just saw a level and a brand of football that was fun to watch. And we have kind of gotten away from the norm of what football actually is.
We got spoiled. Especially with
got absolutely
games.
Spoiled. Mm-hmm. Like normally, games come down to one scores, right? Like it's normally tight 3, 4, 7 points, you know, in a game. And I just I was so infatuated with the game again last night. Like from covering it and doing my pre and post game show and all that kind of stuff, I watched that game and it was a reminder of why I love the game. Right? Why this game or how this game changed my life? What made me fall in love with this game? And then to see the Cowboys do the things and make those plays where, if you're like me, and I'll speak for me, you know, sometimes you look at that game, you go, uh-oh, is this where the Cowboys shoot themselves in the foot?
Mm-hmm.
Is this where they?
You could feel it.
You know,
you
know what I'm saying. You were like, ugh. And I kind of kept having to pull myself back to the other side. Like, no, they're gonna figure this out. It's gonna all work out. I'm like,
even when they left a minute 40 at the end of the game, you're like, oh, this is it. Yeah. Here it comes.
I'm like, Deron's gonna fall. Someone's gonna mess up, and they're gonna, you know, streak down the sideline. So to answer the original question, it moved my meter. For the Cowboys, it moved my meter up.
Yeah,
and it was a joy. It was a treat. It was a treat to watch a football game last night where you saw dogs. You saw dogs, and you saw dudes just out there dealing.
It's been a while since they've played with a little bit of attitude.
Yeah,
and it felt like
you haven't really had to,
right?
Just go out there and steamroll.
Yeah. Guys. What about you? Is your confidence up, down, or about the same after watching that game?
There's a microphone that we use.
They've done everything that we've asked.
Yeah.
Up to this point. And we knew that adversity was coming, and they played through it. And I'm with you, Jess. That was great. I love it. Now we just clean up the penalties, even though I don't know if it was the refs just doing – they did both teams.
Yeah.
So, but clean up the penalties, that's still my thing. I think Coach McCarthy is really scheming up the run game to help our offensive line be stable, and I'm ready, man. I'm just, you know, I'm ready for this this thing to happen next week. I'm big on us seeing can we take this next step.
Yeah.
You know, Philadelphia is the next step. You know,
dog, 19 penalties.
Yeah,
257 yards of penalties.
Wow. They came into this game, both teams
being heavily penalized.
Yeah, the worst, two worst in the league. Yeah. So it makes you wonder where the refs, does that put them on notice, you know? They start calling even more because that was ridiculous.
I mean, some of them were valid. I mean,
they were, man.
You had fouled, like, lined up off tie, like, 3 times in a row. You're like, dude, just.
How do you
just,
do that?
I don't know, man. Just look down there. If you're standing in front of the ball, back up.
I think you got to feel there's probably people out there that are like, yeah, but, you know, you should have beat them more. You're right, Nate. They've done everything that we've said they need to do. They've been blowing people out at home. Well, they haven't beat a team over 500 yet. Well, now you have. Well, I guess they're
back to 500.
Yeah. But when they came in, right? and you're doing what you should do. And to your point, Jesse, like we've been spoiled.
Yeah. Two
like
more victories, man.
Two more.
Yeah, just beat them. I mean, it ain't. Philadelphia, you just ain't gonna beat, but just win the game.
It's gonna be such a good game. Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
But see,
that is
the.
I'm excited already.
The 49ers are favorite over Philadelphia this week. That's kind of shocking to me going into the league.
In Philly.
Yeah,
right?
So I'm
ain't shocking
saying,
to me.
I was gonna say, Jesse's not shocking.
Shocking to me. Ain't shocking to me.
But what I'm saying is, I can see the matchup where they can put pressure on Purdy. They got enough guys and enough veterans. They ain't finna fall for the eye candy after our game. Oh, they got us with the eye candy. Oh, they blah, blah, blah. Philadelphia ain't falling for that, man.
Not up front, but they're bad in the secondary, man.
Yeah, like, but
James Bradbury is cheeks. I mean, booty juice.
We'll see, bro. The thing that amazes me is that they can come at you in waves.
Yep.
And it's safe to say, I think, from watching Philadelphia ain't played their best ball. They ain't played their best ball offensively. Now, they've gotten, you know.
We're going ahead.
But it's okay because I won't be back. I won't be back to it for a long time. I won't speak on Philadelphia until next Thursday or Friday. I won't even say it when you break it down. I won't even have nothing to say because
he's already checking out halfway through next week.
No, I'm just saying, man. I'm excited, man. And Jesse cut me off, and I'm like, let me get this out now.
There were some things last night. There's so much that happened last night. I don't want us to miss.
I'm
going to
tell you what happened last night. Let me tell you what happened last night. You ready?
I'm going to tell you. You ready? You missed the final score by 52 points. That's what happened.
No, I'm going to tell you what happened last night. I'm going to go and let you do it.
But, you know, the thing that I really enjoyed was we've said this on this show multiple times. When you start breaking down the schedule, you say a coach is good for one or two wins. A really, really, really good one is good for two to three wins. Just I just coached up a scheme and then it was those moments where you like, you know, your quarterback got to go win you like a couple of them things. Like if he's a franchise guy, if he wants to find himself in that elite category, and Dak did that last night.
Yeah,
like that defense didn't give him any help.
No. It's just the first game this year he's carried the game.
Yeah, like I had to.
Yeah,
right. Like had to carry the game.
Let's talk about that when we come out of the break because I think that deserves a lot of attention because your defense didn't help you out last night like they have been, and I think what was great about the game is your offense picked your defense up and bailed you out, and it's been. I mean, they've been scoring points all year, but they did what they needed to do. And, yeah, let's talk about Dak when we come back, take our first break, and we'll be back for the second segment of Hanging with the Boys.
Fall is here, and that means football is back, bringing all the delicious game day foods with it. As you prep for all the big games, tailgates, and watch parties, let Yo Quiero be your one-stop destination for all things home gating. Yo Quiero's fresh, flavorful, ready-to-serve guacamole, made with real Hass avocados, will score taste bud touchdowns as you cheer on the Cowboys. Yo Quiero's wide range of mouth-watering and versatile products can be found in your local grocery store's produce or deli section. Grab some today.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel, attend the best tailgate party in Texas, tour the Star, and talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls? With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com. to book your travel package today.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got 'em next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys, where each and every day the second segment is brought to you by blockchain.com. Thank you, blockchain.com. What are you doing? Are you trying to, because you don't want to be here, you trying to derail the whole show? You're like, if I'm not going to enjoy today, it will make y'all's life hell.
No. Now, where were we finishing with Jesse? He was going to tell us about Dak?
Yeah, we were talking about Dak. He had another 3-touchdown game. He now has 20 touchdowns in the last 6 games, which is the most in the NFL. And Jesse, you were...
Way.
Yeah, who's next?
Well, heading into this weekend, I think Herbert's next with like 10.
Wow. So, Jess, you were talking about how well Dak's playing. Is there anything he's doing different, or is this a culmination of him and McCarthy having half a season under their belt and they're now on the same page?
I don't know why I almost said that, but yeah. Their relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's found that. And like we talked about it a little bit earlier this week, and I don't know why I've just been taking so much from Aaron Rodgers going out of his way to make comments about Dak. Like, that meant something to – that meant a lot to me. Mm. It meant a lot to me because there's one thing to say something when you're asked the question. There's a whole other thing to say something or mention something and bring something up that was never even asked to you.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. That means that's on your spirit. Like, that's on your, you know, and Aaron Rodgers is a guy, I don't know him personally, I'm not going to call him a self-centered guy, but he's on a show to talk about him. He's doing a spot about him, about his team, yeah. About his medical. And in the middle of all that, it was, let me tell you about the quarterback that I think is really playing the best football. Like, that to me, that set differently to me. Because
mm-hmm.
it wasn't us where we have to bring up topics and have topics. No, it had nothing to do. Like, Dak had nothing to do with his conversation. And he brought him up and he praised him. Like, that showed that there's a level of, oh, nah, this dude, he impressing me.
Yeah.
And I'm a him. I'm a him, and he's impressing me. Let me let y'all know where I stand. And so, like, when I heard, I was like, he didn't have to do that.
True.
And so, like, so I say that to say, Dak is in such a rhythm. He and McCarthy are in such in tune. That relationship, it's the play caller and the quarterback. It's you finish my sentences. It's the play that I'm thinking is the play that you call into the helmet, and it just works together. And his confidence level in there, he's making throws that you don't throw without a level of confidence. Like, he's making some throws you just like, oh, you, you did the one-legged fadeaway three. You did the Luka, and it went in. That's how you feeling?
That's the Durka.
Yeah, yeah. It's like that's like that's how you feeling. Yeah. And to go into that game last night, you sometimes ask yourself. They say it a lot in college, right? We're talking about the Heisman. What was his Heisman moment? What was his moment? Mm-hmm. And to go into that game and for that defense to, and I said it on my post game show, look tired, look flat, look wore out. This is the third game in 12 days. Mm-hmm. Like yeah. That matters. And Dak was just like, I got us. You know, we good. I got us. And when you look at like Seattle's, it was like touchdown, 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 missed field goal, touchdown.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys are like, boom, right there with them. And that's the thing, is like to be able to duel with somebody, because Geno was cooking. Yeah, and to be able to duel with that all game long, be down, be up, be down, things go good, things go bad, work through that adversity, and just keep chipping away. And then in the moment, and that's big for me, man, in the moment, I need a play. In the moments where I need to be at my very best. In the moments where everyone is counting on me to do something. There was a whole bunch of people last night, national media and the haters that had these drafts ready to go. Dax, oh, we talk about them good, and what happens when they get to that team over 500? They falter. They had the drafts ready. They had them ready, ready to hit sin, ready to be like, we built them up. Let's tear them down. And they had to delete the drafts.
He shut them up last night.
And they had to delete the drafts. And they probably got the, well, it was just the Seahawks draft. They're probably pushing those out today. But what you can't say is that this team didn't match. And those who know, like those players who know what it is to play these type of games, it's they match the energy even when one side of the ball wasn't able to carry their portion of the load.
That's a good point.
The quarterback took it over.
That's a good point, what you said. Like, it would have been real easy if they would have lost to make an excuse and be like, well, this was the third game on the end of, you know, 12 days. It would have been real easy to, you know, well. But like you said, they matched the energy. They did what they had to do. Ed Werder tweeted this out. Dak is the ninth quarterback with 20 touchdown passes. Ninth quarterback of all time with 20 touchdown passes and 2 interceptions in a single season over a 6-game span. 6 of the previous 8 to do it, 1 NFL MVP. Mm. That's like the level he's playing on right now. Yeah. So you think it's a culmination of him and Mike McCarthy finally 100%. Getting on the same page and then 100%. Having the right tools around him.
100%.
Offensive lines playing better. It's just everything's and this is the time you want that to happen, right?
I found a rhythm.
December, November.
Yeah. I found a rhythm with CD. Oh, I got my tight end Furs coming. We finally got Cooks going. Mm-hmm. Mike, if you're listening, don't put Michael Gallup back on the field. Oof. Please. Oof. Do not put Michael.
You know, and that's so amazing that we
put him back on the field. Please, Mike.
It ain't even a discussion, bro. You see what they're doing? They trying to do it in a nice way, and I don't think if we don't even mention it, it won't even go noticed. I'm being honest. They trying to do it in a nice way. A target here, a target there. Yeah. You know, they have
still
moved
got
on.
More snaps than Tolbert.
But they have moved on, man. They have moved on. But I tell you what, great stuff, Jess. It was an exciting game. Now, you know, you wasn't finna go to sleep real soon. You know, if you thought you were going to bed early on that one, you know. Pete Carroll did what Pete Carroll does. He pushed his team to the limit.
Yep.
He pushed his team to the limit. You can see him. They've shown him he was living and dying with every move. Every call, every move, he was living and dying.
How old is he?
70-something?
72.
72.
Yeah. He might be the most energetic 70-year-old
ever.
Man. Chewing that gum. And
yeah, he's in it. That's his practices, too. Mm-hmm. They just upbeat, competitive. He's always pushing forward. But he just don't have that beast mode. Mm. He been looking for that back
I don't
ever
know.
Since he left.
He got the beast mode, but it's out wide instead of in the backfield. Oof. Let's talk about that.
DK Metcalf.
We'll get to the back patent here in just a second. Let's take our last break because we're gonna need a lot. We're gonna need a lot of
no
runway
back patent
for
me,
one,
man.
So.
I'm No backpack for me.
You saw it.
You did see it. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about our guy, Deron Bland. What happened last night? He got beat up a little bit. Talk about defense, maybe the offensive line, definitely DK Metcalf. When we come back for the last segment of Hanging with the Boys, hopefully with Nate after this.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
How's Wingstop sound? Crispy, juicy, classic wings. Made to order, cooked to perfection. And sauced and tossed in those 11 soul-satisfying flavors. Paired with hand-cut seasoned fries, house-made honey mustard, blue cheese, or signature Wingstop ranch. And, of course, spicy Cajun fried corn. I think you've heard enough. Get your flavor delivered at Wingstop.com.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-them-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
James Wright here, your 2022 Dallas Cowboys fan of the year. You know how much I love my Cowboys, and I am thrilled to be talking to you about the 2023 Fan of the Year award presented by Captain Morgan. We're looking for the ultimate Cowboys fan to spice up the game. That means you eat, sleep, and breathe the Dallas Cowboys. If that's you, or if you know someone like me, then go to dallascowboys.com/fan of the year and you could win tickets to Super Bowl 58 and so much more. Enter today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to the final segment of Hanging with the Boys, each and every day brought to you by Jigsaw, the official dating partner of the Dallas Cowboys. And before we get into more talk, let's give CD some flowers too, man. Just looking at the post-game notes. Here's some fun facts for you. I'll read a few of these off. He tied a career high with 12 receptions for 116 yards and a touchdown last night. This marked the sixth 100-yard receiving game this season, a single-season career high, and tied for the second most in the NFL in 2023. The last Cowboys receiver with six – this is hard for me to believe – with six 100-yard games in a season was Terrell Owens in 2007.
That's hard. He was cooking that year.
Yeah, he had a great year. People forget how – was for those 3 years.
But people forget how big that, like how dope that team was. Yeah, 2007.
We were already planning the parade that year. That was the year that Giants beat them, right, and then went on to win the Super Bowl.
That's when PC dropped.
You would think Dez and Romo connection.
Let's see. Fifth game in 2023 with 10 receptions and 100 receiving yards, most in the NFL, and the most 10-catch, 100-yard games in a season in franchise history. Lamb's eight career games with 10 receptions and 100 receiving yards are a franchise record. And he has five games with 10-plus receptions in 2023, the most 10-catch games in a season in team history. Lamb's eight career games with 10 or more receptions are second in franchise history behind Jason Witten with 11. So that's just a few. I mean, and there's more, but I mean, that's just what he's doing this year. That's, you know, and you said at the beginning of the year, like, he was a man, so go ahead. He was a man now. He's grown. Put some weight on. Go ahead and pat that back, Jesse. Go ahead.
Should I join in on that, too, to pat back?
Yeah, yeah, you can bet
yourself. Because I went him a year before Jesse. Jesse joined him this year. I'm just saying.
You had it last year.
No, look, if you just keep throwing money at the table, eventually it's going to land on black. If you just keep putting, if you had a casino, you just keep putting money in the slot machine.
Only two people I bragged on before they became the man. And that was Jason Ferguson and C.D. Lamb.
Jason Ferguson?
I mean, the
Jake.
Jake Ferguson, excuse me. Jake Ferguson. They're the only two guys. Now, you stole Mike McCarthy.
I stole?
You stole. Yes, you did.
I was the only one on this show that wanted Mike McCarthy.
He claimed Mike.
Yeah, he was freaky.
They were talking about getting, I was like, you know, wouldn't mind having freaky
I'll
Mike
give him
in
that
there.
One. I'm not going to agree with him on a lot, but he did
he
want that.
He had
one.
An interview with Freaky Mike that made him fall in love with Freaky Mike.
No, I got the interview.
He said,
after,
guess who I met? Freaky Mike.
After he got
hit. They, that sounds so bad, Freaky Mike.
Guess who he met? Freaky Mike. He loved him after he met him.
This is the deal.
Now we know what
his
name
is.
Remember when they signed Coach, and we was all in, when they first signed him, I said, I am excited. And you're right. I didn't go into detail like you did, so I will give you that. I said, you know what? The only reason I'm so happy he's here is because he's an offensive guy. He can help Dak. And I said, that's my guy. But I also said 3 days later when he said that he was going to let Kellen Moore be the offensive coordinator.
We both fell out.
I don't like Coach anymore. So you are right. If I'm going to be truthful, you are right. So I'm going to give you that. But now CD and Jake, I've been called out.
Were you agreeing with everything Mike was doing last night?
There
was
I
almost lost my mind when they didn't kick that field goal. I was like, what are we
he
doing?
He goes do one a game. The one a game for me was
three or four.
Man, kick the field goal. Do not throw this ball. He threw the ball. Luckily, we got a penalty and kicked the field goal. I like, thank you. What got you last night?
Boy, I mean.
End of the game, not
end
running
the game,
it?
I was like, what are you doing, bro? I was like.
Yeah, you text him.
Yeah, I was like.
A minute 40 is a lot different than a minute.
I was like, come on, man. But even then, it's like, even if you ran the ball on third down on third and three, and you got two, you can even say to yourself,
Maybe I'll go for it.
Yeah. Right? Maybe I'll go for it. And I'm like, that's when you got to challenge your guys. And go, you know what, guys? Listen. Come on.
I need one.
Come on, guys.
Hanging.
Come on,
hanging.
Guys. Let them things drop.
Hanging.
And you know what I'll say? And I'll go, Tyler Smith, we are running behind you.
Right.
We
push this guy.
We are running. Tyron and Tyler.
Right.
We're
right.
coming this way.
Yeah. That's right. Good one.
That's where we're going.
After you would have tried to run.
Third down. I would have tried to run on third down. Right. We got to the fourth down. So you know what? We're going for
it. Right.
Tyler Smith, Tyron Smith, we are running behind you.
Right.
Figure it out. We need 1 yard. If you ain't worth 1 yard, then. Shoot,
they couldn't do that twice on the two. So
I don't know.
All I know is when it.
What's going on with the offensive line? Are they good or are they struggling a little bit?
The better the talent they play against, coach got to be a little bit more creative. Like last night, you know, we saw CeeDee Lamb, we saw this guy, we saw Dak take off a little bit more because still it's going to struggle. He's going to struggle. If we're not having some type of run game going, still it's going to struggle.
He's doing pretty good in the run blocking
aspect, that.
Right?
That's
just
what I'm saying.
Pass blocking.
And the more he run blocks, the better off he is. It's just going to be like that. We got a little continuity. We got it working together. We got through this game. But the better the talent, man. Mike Solari got it cut out for him, man. It's just, I've never been where that's going to be an issue every game. The offensive line will be an issue every game. And that's because of number one, age, number two, recovering from injury. And the only thing that's saving them is the continuity. They've been playing together for 4 or 5 games. That helps. Tony Pollard was not his normal self on third downs. Tony Pollard was not his normal self. Thanks, Jess. Was not his normal self on third downs. He whiffed a couple of times and got Dak hit. So when our offensive line play well, it's going to be because the quarterback has played well and the running backs has helped. Yeah, the days of us just dominating with our offensive line, I think they're numbered.
Mm.
Yeah. It's going to be a total team effort, you know, unless we can run up on some Commanders a couple of more times, some Panthers.
Some pharmacies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So get right.
Here's a couple of good, some good company. Jake Ferguson. Six receptions
today,
for
seven.
Yeah, I like these today. I normally don't even read them. Well, thanks for bringing these, Kurt. Six receptions for 77 yards. His fifth touchdown of the season. Tied for second among NFL tight ends this season. And this is pretty good company. His seven career touchdowns are tied with Jason Witten for the second most touchdown catches by a Cowboys tight end in the first two seasons of a career. He's doing all right in his second year, man.
Doing well. It makes you kind of go... We could have used that second round pick somewhere.
What
could we have gotten that could have been given us some PT right now? You know what I mean? Like you didn't need him. You didn't need him.
And he's got a little bit of some dog in him. You know, when we interviewed him, what was that, last year, his rookie year out at training camp, like you could tell
you
he had
to training camp this year?
Huh?
You coming?
I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about it.
Jesse,
that's a long
you
way
coming.
Off.
You promised you didn't come last year.
You didn't pick him up.
He wasn't waiting on me. He said he threw at me.
No, I wasn't waiting on you.
Yeah,
but
he wasn't waiting on me.
A potential job interview had came.
That's
had came,
right.
But
that's
I couldn't.
Right.
But I couldn't turn.
You
down.
Going this year?
Depends.
Maybe we'll all go. Maybe we'll just do the show.
Kurt ain't going.
Kurt, you want to go?
You know, Kurt ain't.
If it's a show thing, I'll see what I can
Let's
do.
Let's go for a week.
I'm not going.
Let's
to
go to California for a week. Give me an excuse to.
Kurt ain't leaving a wife. Kurt ain't.
Oh.
Not Romeo.
He would run to California.
Not Romeo.
Willingly.
Let's go. Pack up the RV. Yeah.
But you saw last night something that I haven't seen in a while, and that was some little chippiness, you know, and him specifically, like, staring down, you know, and Kurt was talking about that before the show. I've never understood that, you know, a DB – standing over somebody after they tackle them, and then you stand up and you go, "Yeah, but I just caught a 17-yard pass for a first down." Like, and you know, like, what are you doing? But like, I like that. I like, you know, it's been a while since they. It's,
remember that time you wanted Jamal Adams here when he was. No, nah, I'm just made it up, but just because a lot of Cowboy fans were like, "We want Jamal."
I was like,
"He is so bad."
I do have a terrible memory, but
no.
But I mean, it's encouraging that they're winning at this time of the season because it's been a while. Seems like they're peaking now, and that's when you want to do it. And it seems like in the past they've peaked in September and October, and then they get here and
they've
it's up and down. So, and how big is the 10 days off now? Going into this stretch.
Why do we say 10 days off? They don't have 10 days off.
Well, no.
They got three.
Three, but...
They got to practice next week.
Yeah, that's true.
Next week's important.
Okay, three days are big.
No. That's huge.
Yeah.
And 100%. People go, we got 10 days off. I'm like...
Yeah.
No, they don't.
That's a good point.
They got three. They go
10 days until the next game.
Until the next game. But they got to practice next week. Yeah. It'll be some... And it should be some padded practices next week. Just FYI. Like you, I think Mike... I know it's just numbered how many you can have... But I think you need to save a couple for this week. You need to save a couple when you got to go play the Lions. Those games are going to get a little thick, going to get a little physical.
Mm-hmm.
So you might need to save a couple of them padded practices for then.
What were you going to say?
I don't know if I wanted Jamal Adams or not, but boy, they paid him a lot of money for a dude that can't cover nobody.
He couldn't cover when they paid him.
That's what I'm saying, can't cover nobody.
Jamal Adams really needs, I know that the numbers have changed, but he needs a 50 number.
Yeah.
Like, he needs a 51, 52. He's a linebacker. Like,
dude can't cover nobody.
Speaking of covering, what happened to our guy last night, Deron Bland?
Ooh.
He didn't have a great night. Jordan Lewis had a pretty good night.
He did.
He looked really good. But what happened? What did you see, Jesse? Because we were texting during the game. That first one, that was the route you were talking about, right? The DK Metcalf touchdown. That was the route. He just hit it, right?
That was it. And Deron played it the way I knew that he would play it. He was supposed to play it. And the first one was not on Deron Bland. If you go back and you watch that play, there's a safety and it's Donovan Wilson, who doesn't really play middle of the field safety a lot. That's normally Hooker or J-Ron will play back there sometimes. But I don't know where Dono was looking, but he just missed. I don't know. I don't know how you miss DK Metcalf, but I don't. The angle that he took was so bad. But that was the route. And I said, "This they run that route so much." And this time, he put the ball out in front. Yeah. Because if he had put it where I said he was going to put it on that back hip, Deron Bland played it perfectly. I'm in trail technique. I'm a undercut this thing. If he throws it anywhere outside of where he threw it, because he's thinking I have safety help. There's no way he plays that if he doesn't think he has safety help. If he doesn't have safety help, he plays on the top side. Because he knows that I am the last man, and he thought he had safety help. Donovan Wilson took a terrible angle.
That was a nice ball too.
And you saw it right there. Yeah, and you saw DK Metcalf, 23 miles an hour he got up to.
You know what's so this dude went from – he was literally maybe at best a lower second-round pick. He ran a 40. He became a first-round pick, and you saw why that.
And then he took his shirt off, and then the whole league was like, God. And then he said, I got this body by eating one meal a day and eating a bag of candy.
I do the same thing. I don't look like that. I do the same thing. One meal and some candy.
Did that excite you a little bit, though?
What's that?
Seeing him, you know what excited me?
Big black man running. Big black man.
When they showed him in slow motion and his muscles just bouncing, I was like, oh, man. Just got this tingle in my heart. I was like.
I was coming home, after the pregame show. I was coming home, and I heard it on the radio. And then this morning, I woke up in the first highlight I saw. And I said to myself, I said, wow. I said, I turned into a fan then. Well, at least Deron got a pick. I turned straight into a fan. Well, at least he got a pick.
But to that point, Deron Bland had a horrible day. Like, let's just be honest. Yeah. We're not going to sugarcoat that. Yeah. He got worked. And that happens. Right? That happens. That happens. There are times, even the great ones, they have moments where, and maybe it's not that bad, but they have moments where, and he got worked 100%.
By Geno Smith?
By DK Metcalf. I mean, we talked about it in the week. Like, they have one of the best trios in the league. Yeah. That trio of receivers, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf.
Oh, and they were spreading it around too. They were all getting.
They were all getting a little piece.
They had a law firm.
Yeah, it was morphed to a flame, and Deron was, he was it, but what I loved about it, after half, they go in the locker room. Dan Quinn makes some adjustments. He says, Deron, today is not your day. Old Grizzle vet, Stephon Gilmore, y'all switching sides. You're going to have to go and play DK Metcalf and use your intelligence and use your instincts to kind of – he didn't do that in the second half. Deron played strictly on the left side, defensive left side in the second half of that game. That's where he got his interception is at. And I love that for the fact that there was no egos. There was no egos. No one was upset. No one was anything. It was like, what can we do best for the team? And those two guys and Dan Quinn figured it out and worked it out. And it mitigated DK Metcalf from having a huge second half like he did the first half. So, you know, and then Deron, he bounced back. He made a play. He stayed in the game, didn't get down on himself, saw an opportunity to make a play. Should have had two interceptions. He dropped an easy one. That was crazy. But he got worked.
Short-term memory.
Get away from football this week. You know what I mean? Get your mind right, body right, come back.
These guys, will they watch the Philly game? Or these guys get away from it?
They're probably going to watch it. There's going to be a bunch of guys that watch it.
There's some guys that just, when they're not playing, they just don't even do it. But there's some guys that are like really hardcore football guys that like.
Micah will watch it. I think Dak will watch it.
Dak was asked after the game about that, and he said, oh, yeah, he'll be on at the house.
Yeah. I'm sure he'll have some of the receivers over and be like, come on over and watch this. That's a great point, Jesse, because this team, we're so used to – no, this is what we do, this is who we are, and we're going to keep doing it. And not going, okay, this isn't working. Let's make some adjustments in game. You know, offensive side and defensive side of the ball. Historically, as fans, we're used to, you know, that was one of the, you know, big things about the Garrett regime was like, here's what we do. This is our game plan. We're sticking to it and not changing. So that's a great point that they, you know, did that at halftime.
6 sacks. You want the potential defensive potential offensive lineman who may could have just been, you know, nothing great, but just ruined the kid.
Oh, man, Barry Church must have a job interview somewhere because
he has my boy.
Full suit on today.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, we did. We just finished the show, man.
That he got the golf course is closed today. One of the other. All right, fellas, good stuff. Great show, Jesse. Yes. Good stuff.
You guys enjoy your weekend.
Not patting yourself on the back too much today.
He had like 30 pats.
Yeah, he got that whole group. Nate, good seeing you. Get to feeling better, man. We need you next week.
You call that.
We need you next week.
Gino. Bad Gino, good Gino. We got a half a good Gino and almost destroyed.
We need good Nate next week. It's a big week for this show. You know, Philly.
I will. I'm going to be talking Philly Monday. Y'all going to be talking Nate, not yet.
We need you.
I'm going to be on.
Kurt, good seeing you.
Yes, sir.
Chris, thanks for keeping us on the air. Jazz, thanks for keeping Chris company. What's the guy's name?
Josh.
Josh, thanks for keeping us on all the
social
channels.
Man, come on.
William, good seeing you this week. We will be back Monday. Is it still Victory Monday when we come back? Yeah, Victory Monday on Hanging with the Boys. See you next week.
We out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?